This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical, a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Juan Francisco Lopez III. Date of birth, July the 9th, 2019. Case ID number is 662-3954. Date of exam, October 12, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Umesh Palhak, that's P-A-L-H-A-K, dated 1/13/2023, and a occupational therapy report dated 10/21/2023, as well as a functional report dated 2023. In the informant is Sonia Sanchez, who is the mother of the claimant. Identifying information. This is a 4-year, 2-month-old male who presented with his mother for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of combined attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The mother is presently employed as a provider where she works 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. And she is working for her mother and caring for her own mother at this time. At the present time, she lives in an apartment and is a single mother with only one child at this time. Allegations, number one, combined attention deficit hyperactive disorder, history of present allegations. The mother states that since 12 to 18 months of age, the claimant has been somewhat hyperactive and very talkative and sometimes difficult to take care of. He is presently in pre-K and doing well. Occasionally he fights with the other children at school, but appears to be extremely intelligent with an above average IQ at this time. His developmental milestones are good and within age appropriate. The claimant does get angry very easily, and the child is seeing a psychotherapist secondary to him understanding that his father is denying him birthright as his son. His father does see him every other weekend at this time and was paying child support, but is no longer paying child support at this time. The father's grandfather passed away secondary to cirrhosis of the liver and alcohol abuse. And the natural father has a problem with alcohol and marijuana abuse at this time. Both parents are high school graduates, and the mother is working as a provider. She's 25 years old. The claimant is often sad when he hears his father's ex-girlfriend tell him that they want a DNA test and that he's not really the son. And the claimant started to feel that nobody loved him, and he started saying that he wanted to kill himself. That's why he's seeing the psychotherapist at this time. He has recently moved to a new house. apparently because of all the turmoil, the child does not like going to see his father, who has another girlfriend at this time. The claimant does not like to share his toys or takes turns when he's supposed to, and he does not bathe by himself at this time. His condition appears to be stable. He has received 1 year of occupational therapy as well as 1 year of psychotherapy. His condition is stable, as noted earlier. The claimant is presently on no medications at all at this time. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant suffers from headaches, dizziness, visual problems, shakiness, clumsiness, and occasional vomiting. He does not have loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting / day wetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant lives with his mother in an apartment, and they're moving to a house. He likes to play outside. He likes talking and watching cartoons. The child is not a loner. He likes being with other children. He occasionally fights with peers, adults, but no other siblings. The claimant loves to dress himself up and loves to play pretend. And he spends quite a bit of time with his mother, who he's very attached to. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months, secondary to having tantrums and crying a lot. And often he would hang his head from being angry. The child was also not an easy to care for toddler, secondary to crying a lot, constant explosive tantrums, and had a tendency to hit and bite other people around him when he didn't get his way. The claimant sat alone without support at 7 months, crawled at 8 months, walked without support at 11 months, said his first words at 7 months, said his first sentences at 2 years, self-dressed without help at 3 years, bladder trained during the day at 3 years, bladder trained during the night at 3 years, bowel trained at 3 years. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, had temper tantrums, was afraid of new faces, and places, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment, and was extremely active. Also, during the first 3 years of life, the claimant sometimes had extreme mood changes, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting and injuring behavior, enjoyed being held, and rarely was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Birth history. The mother states that during the pregnancy, delivery, especially during the first weeks of life, the claimant suffered from extreme colickiness of the abdomen. He was born at Valley Baptist Hospital in Harlingen, Texas. She was in labor for 5 hours. The baby was not delivered by aid of instruments, was not a cesarean section, was not more than one baby born, was not blue at birth, was not jaundiced, and was not given oxygen. The claimant also was not placed in an incubator, and there was nothing wrong with the baby except for a short frenulum, which was surgically repaired later on. The child weighed 6 pounds and 2.7 ounces and was 19 inches long. The mother stayed in the hospital for one day as well as the baby. The claimant was diagnosed with poor attention, hyperactive attention deficit disorder when he was approximately 12 to 18 months of age. He has had a small surgery, a frenulectomy, performed in 2021. However, he has no difficulty in eating or in speaking at this time. Social history. The mother and the child live together in an apartment, and they're now moving to a house. There are no other siblings or other people in the family environment except for the grandparents. Social history. Tobacco. The claimant denies anybody smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies anybody drinking alcoholic beverages. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical family history. The claimant does have a positive family history of alcohol and substance abuse in the father and grandfather's background history. Otherwise, there are no congenital deformities or illnesses. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature, 99.5 Fahrenheit. Weight, 32.5 pounds. Height, 40 and a half inches. BP, 103 over 72 mmHg. Heart rate, 105 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 50th percentile for his height according to his age and is at the 25th percentile for his weight according to his age. General, the claimant is a well-nourished, well-developed male in no acute distress, who appears to have an above-average IQ and is very talkative and social. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the last sentence? The claimant does wear glasses and has mild problems with his eyesight. OD uncorrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular is uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not come with his glasses. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems, although he does wear glasses. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate for his age. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, hyperactive attention deficit disorder. the claimant appears to be a normal 4-year, 2-month-old male with an above-average IQ who appears to be very social and appears to have a normal and spontaneous character. At this time, I don't find any abnormalities. Prognosis is excellent. The claimant is extremely intelligent for his age group. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Francisco Lopez III.